Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A warning, this series contains discussions of themes that might be distressing for some listeners. The official story has always been that Lachie ran away from home about 9 p.m., climbed a gate or fence and went about 1.2 kilometres over a rough track to the end of the ponds, fell in and drowned.
What I know unfolded that night and what's been told is totally different.
It's not a mark on his body. None of it adds up.
That's a baby case. It's what we would call a baby case.
The Boy in the Water is a newsroom.co.nz production.
The coroner has ordered an inquest.
I'm here now at the Invercargill Courthouse.
Good morning, everyone. Lachlan Jones, Lachie, was 3 years and 8 months old when he died.
My whole life has just been destroyed.
We're heading into courtroom 4.
What happened to Lachie that led to his death, and how did he die?
I asked you a simple question.
The truth's going to come out.
Definitely.
I'm telling the truth.
Kia ora, I'm Melanie Reid, Newsroom's Investigations Editor. Welcome to Season 2 of our podcast, The Boy in the Water, and our second episode, Lachie's Mother. You'll recall from our first episode that Lachie's mum, Michelle Officer, is the first witness giving evidence at the inquest. She is sitting behind a screen which shields her from the public gallery where Lachie's father, Paul Jones, and his supporters are seated. Shortly, you are going to hear Michelle Officer's account of what happened on the morning of Lachie's disappearance. But first, I want to take you back to season one of our podcast and let you listen to what Paul Jones said about that morning.
When I got up in the morning, he said, "Oh, Dad promised me you'd come back." So I gave him a kiss and was fidgeting around and that, and sort of half by asleep. And I said, "Oh, I promise I'll come back and see you after work." When I finally left, Lachie's mum made me breakfast and I kissed her and all that. So I had my breakfast and went back to check on me. He was sound asleep again, so he was all good.
Now back to the inquest and Lachie's mum's account of that time.
Paul stayed that night because he was homeless, basically. It was the second night he was staying. We were absolutely in no way in a romantic relationship. It was for the sake of Lachie. Paul fell asleep on my bed with Lachie, so I slept in the lounge. And in the morning, Paul went to work, and then Lachie slept. I think he slept in to about longer than normal. He had a good sleep, a really good sleep that night. And then when Lachie got up so I could get him ready for kindy, he had a wee, like a runny nose. But now I know it was just hay fever, but I gave him a little bit of an antihistamine, like a kid's dose, kid's antihistamine. And then I obviously got him ready and took him to Kindy.
When Michelle Officer gave her original statement to police back in 2019, she said she had picked up Lockie from kindergarten at around 2:30 p.m. She then described going home, then dropping her son Jonathan at work before going to the courier depot to consign parcels to get them ready for delivery the next day. Michelle worked at the same courier depot in Gore as Paul Jones. In her police statement, there was no mention of Lockie's whereabouts between 2:30 and 6 p.m. But now you will hear her give a detailed account of what she says happened that afternoon.
It was a really hot day. I remember going to Paper Plus with Lockie, probably mid-afternoon, and we got Johnny's books. And then after that, I think it was around 4 o'clock, I went to the depot to do Paul's line of work, where Paul worked. He got me to do the, it's just a part-time job, corralling out the rural parcels. And so I drove into the depot, put the roller door down and got Lockie out of the car. And while I was doing the job, I was just talking away to him doing the job, and Lockie would just amuse himself for about an hour there. Usually I'd try and do that job when he was at Kindy, but I was running late and Tuesday was a busier day than normal. So I think I was finished after 5. And I was parked in the depot, and then Paul come in, and he parked behind me in the depot. And so he was talking to me and Lockie in the depot.
Michelle Officer describes getting text messages from her son Johnny, Lockie's half-brother, asking her to pick him up from work. The messages start at 5:18 p.m. She says Paul Jones was still at the depot.
Was there any interaction between the two of you at the time?
Yep, Paul said goodbye to Lockie, and I said to him, are you going to come round tonight to see Lockie? He said, no, I can't. I've got a haircut. I've got the hairdresser tonight or a haircut. So then we just said goodbye and I left, and I went to my son's work to pick him up. Me and Lockie went to pick up.
Michelle Officer's recollection of events differs from Paul Jones. Let's go back to episode 5 of season 1. He says that Michelle turned up unexpectedly that afternoon.
At 4 o'clock she did, yep. Around 4 o'clock, yep, definitely. She parked way out the front on the gutter, and I was down by the desk because we had some late freight that day, so I was talking to someone, I can't remember who it was, and she came running in and said, oh, Lockie hasn't been very well, and I picked him up from kindy, and it's hot and that, so he's going to go home and have a sleep, so just go and get your hair cut, and I'll get him to ring you. So, and I said, well, okay.
So was Lockie in the car?
I didn't side him. She was off that quick. I didn't side him, so.
Back to courtroom 4 and Michelle Officer's evidence.
What happened from there?
Then we kind of drove left when I picked up Johnny. It would have been about around more 5:30, after 5:30. I thought I'd go to the supermarket, so I drove to the supermarket, and I drove round the supermarket a bit, and there was no parks, so it was real busy. So then I just might have said, I'll just get something else, get pizza or something, and I left and I went home with Johnny and me and Lockie.
What activities you did that evening?
It was a really hot day. We obviously went inside and got our bags, put our bags inside and everything. And I thought, it's really hot, I should get Lockie's sprinkler, pineapple sprinkler, going, which I have brought here. He was with me, he was just sort of playing beside me with his outside toys. We had, in the end, we had pizza for tea. Well, I think they put the transaction through my bank account at 7:44, roughly around then.
Michelle Officer told the inquest that she had left Lockie in the care of his half-brother, Johnny, while she went to get the pizza.
So when I went to get pizza, I said to Johnny, you look after Lockie, and I took either Lockie was there at the table, Johnny was watching him anyway. Johnny might have been in the lounge kitchen area at the time. But if he wasn't, he was in the bedroom with Lockie. And I left probably 5 minutes before I've picked it up, paid for it straight away and went back. So it would have only been a 10 minutes away from the house. When I got home, I just got the pizza. I just opened, unpacked the pizza and put some in front of Lockie. He was happy. He always has his water with him. So he always had water, especially on the hot day. I do remember getting texts from Paul wanting to know where he wanted to stay in Dunedin with Lockie.
The texts Michelle officers referring to were about a weekend away in Dunedin.
So I would usually go. So we were trying to organise a motel room in Dunedin, where I'd go, I was like the caregiver, and I'd sleep in a separate bed, and Paul would get to sleep with Lockie, and I'd be there. So Paul was texting me about where we should get a room.
Paul Jones also had a different view of this weekend away with Lockie and his mum.
Yeah, we were getting back on speaking terms. Yep, definitely. Well,
it sounded a bit more than speaking terms, if you don't mind me saying, Paul.
Yeah, well, I was calling into her work and dropping stuff and that off, lunches and bits and pieces when I could and that, so I was still making an effort. At that stage, I still definitely had feelings for Lockie's mum, you know.
We should also note that a week before Christmas in 2018, in a family court hearing, the protection order against Paul was dropped after Michelle applied for it to be discharged. A possible reconciliation between Paul and Michelle was signalled and recorded by the court. Back to the inquest and Michelle's description of the events of that hot night in Gore in January of 2019.
So me and Lockie are just in the lounge and he gets settled again and he's watching. He went back up to him and watched TV because he had YouTube on. I was running YouTube on that TV and then I thought I'll just give him a wee bit of break from changing his nappy because he was kept running away. So I just left him, watched TV for a bit, and then my middle son yelled out and goes, Mum, help. So went down to the back room, my house is small, I went down to the back room and I saw my son he was trying to incline the weights, but it just must have got off balance. So I got the weights inclined. And then I said, are you right now? Are you right, Johnny? And he's like, yep, kind of thing. So then I left that room and went down the hallway and into the kitchen. And I just remember feeling really thirsty. I opened the fridge and got a bottle of juice out and was pouring my cup and just sort of gazing out the window because when I last saw Lockie, he was sitting at the kitchen table. And I kind of noticed this Hiver's vest on the corner and I thought, that's strange. It looks like a kid trying to dress like Lockie. I thought maybe he's started a trend of wearing Hiver's vest. I just thought it looked like Lockie. And then I looked to the table and he wasn't at the table. And I thought, it's funny. And I just started my head round the corner because it's a galley kitchen and he wasn't there. And I'm like, oh, that could be Lockie, and I just took off. I can't be exact with the time, but it was around 9-ish because my clock was going fast. And so I darted out. I had my pink scuffs on, my Nike pink scuffs, and I caught up with Lockie on the corner, and I go, Lockie, you shouldn't have left home. I just sort of told him off.
Lockie's mother's lawyer, Beatrix Woodhouse, asked her to go back a bit just to clarify how he left the house.
So the door wasn't snibbing. I found out that after Paul kicked the door, it would shut. You'd shut the door and it'd sound like it had slammed. But then obviously I found out the snib wasn't catching. So there was a bolt lock at the bottom. Lockie's pulled that open and got out, and it would have been pretty easy. The door was completely shut, but he's pulled the bolt, and because the snib hasn't snibbed, he's got out.
What happened after that?
So he was getting closer to a neighbour friend of mine, her house. And then I said to him just before, I said, oh, we're nearly at Debbie's, maybe we should just quickly say hello to Debbie, because he was kind of veering in that direction. And then one part of it, I could see in my peripheral vision that Lockie was standing, he moved a little bit closer to the outside door. Okay, so I kept, I could see him. I didn't have my back turned. I just moved forward and lost that peripheral vision for 30 seconds. It would have been not long at all. And then I noted around and I thought, Lockie's not at the door. I said, I've got to go. I've got to go, Debbie. I've got to go. Lockie's gone. Lockie's gone. So I rushed out the house and I think I rushed to the street and I looked back and forward and I thought, that's funny. And then I went, I looked behind, just quickly, I think I looked just behind a wee porchy bit. And at this time, when I remember now from after my police statement, there was a lady sitting on the doorstep and I said, did you see a little boy? And she said, no, I just got out here. I just got out here, kind of thing. And then I said, oh, Debbie, I can't see Lockie. I can't see him. And she said, go home, go home. He would have gone home.
Some of the following accounts have been edited for length. Michelle is still being questioned by her lawyer, Beatrix Woodhouse.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
About what time it was at this point?
I think like on my clock was fast, so it was quite a bit fast, and I think I remember glancing. Don't know if it was the first visit I went home or the second visit. It was like 9:15. Well, I did say to Johnny, I said, have you seen Lockie? I went to his room and said, have you seen Lockie? And he was just coming back from his gym room, that where he inclined. And he just sort of looked at me like he was in the house, but I was panicking. So then I went back to Debbie's, I think I went back to Debbie's and said, Debbie, I can't find Lockie. I can't find Lockie. I think we might have looked at Debbie's again, quickly again. And then we started walking the river, like the riverside of the, I think it's, I don't know which direction, but the opposite from the park, the opposite direction, walking back that way. Down, I was thinking, where's Lockie? What if he'd gone into someone's section? I started thinking all these things. Where could he be? Where could he be? And so I remember seeing these two girls on a trampoline. And then Debbie said to the girls, what direction? And they went that way and they pointed the river way, like they went that way. I'll never forget that. Like their hand went that way. And then I thought, oh my gosh, he's never gone that far. And then I started panicking like anything. Started panicking so much.
Thank you.
So then I think I start panicking, and I do remember trying to text my son, but because I had an iPhone, I didn't really know how to... I was panicking, so I struggle to use my phone when I'm panicking.
I'm now going to take you to the transcript. We're not going to read the whole transcript because it's quite lengthy.
Yeah.
But just read from page 183.
Right. This is the New Zealand Police transcript form. It's my 111 call. Okay, how long ago did you last see him? Oh, about 3/4 of an hour ago. I know it's not very long, but he's 3. And it's getting dark. He's got a pooey nappy. I was trying to catch him with his nappy. He ran down to my friend's, which is 3 houses down. I went and called in to say, I'm grabbing Lockie. And then he was in the wash house. That's the entrance bit. And then he turned, and then turned round again, and he was gone. End of Grasslands Street, corner of Grasslands. That's what I'm saying where I am. I'm at Grasslands Street. Okay. And then I said, I'm at the sewage pond. So I'm on end of Grasslands Street. And then I said, I'm at the sewage pond. I'm scared he's going to fall into the water. Okay. Oh, I'm scared he's going to go into the water because he loves water. Okay. I'm at the sewage ponds. Grasslands. Okay, all right. So what's your wee boy's name? Lockie, Lachlan Jones. Okay, and tell me what Lachlan looks like. He's got a high-vis vest on and a kid's police hat. Okay.
So you, from that passage, what did you do from then?
They told me to go home.
And is that what you did?
I was hesitant.
How did you feel about going home?
I didn't want to go
home. And what did you do next?
I just talked to the operator. She talked to me the whole way till I walked back. And she said, wait there, a police officer's coming to talk to you. And I talked to her the whole time, I think, till the police arrived, I think. But they'll have a record of it. I did ring Paul. I didn't want to, but Debbie said ring Paul, he needs to know, so I rang Paul to tell him that Lockie was missing, but I didn't think this would happen. I thought he'd come back. I didn't want to panic him. I thought he might be in someone's yard, stuck in a shed. My whole world has just, my whole life has just been destroyed. I've just had all these allegations, false allegations, that I was a bad mother, which aren't true at all. And it's just been horrible. I've been depressed, in grief and depressed. And I just don't want to live sometimes. I just want to be with my wee boy.
That's all the questions that I have for you.
I'm in council's hands, but would it make sense to take an early lunch adjournment so that Ms. Officer isn't under examination over lunch?
I think that's the best option.
Lunch break over, and now Paul Jones' lawyer, Max Simpkins, has his first opportunity to address Lockie's mum.
First thing I want to talk to you, if I could please, Miss Officer, is the care of Lachlan. I take it from your answers earlier that you had the day-to-day care of Lachlan. Is that right?
Yes, but I was trying to let Paul see Lachlan as well.
I take it from that answer that Paul had some contact.
Yes.
With Lachlan as well. Your home address was it in Gore?
Yes.
Am I right that your son Johnny lived at the address at the time that
Yes.
Lachlan
Yes, I said yes.
You may be eager to answer my questions, but can I just finish the question? Now, I'm assuming from your answers this morning that Cameron also spent a significant amount of time at the home address as well. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm also assuming from what you gave to us in evidence this morning that both Cameron and Johnny had times when they would have the care of Lachlan. Is that right?
Yes.
There has been an exchange between the police and a person, Kimberly Rogers. Did you know Kimberly Rogers?
Yes.
In the exchange between the police and Kimberly Rogers, she said she was your friend for about 17 years. And in fact says she was your best friend for 17 years. What do you say to that?
Not my best friend at all. Is not my best friend.
In the exchange with the police, Kimberly Rogers says that she would, in fact, babysit Lachlan from time to time.
Time to time.
He also says that there were times when Lachlan and yourself would go to her home address and you would visit her and her children. That's right, isn't
it? Yes.
In her exchange with the police, he's said that there was a change in Lachlan's behaviour about 8 months out from his death.
That's because Paul's always yelling and screaming at all of us. Even after the protection order, he was coming to my house and he got me to take the protection order off, and straight after that, he started yelling and screaming at us again. Verbally abusive and very, very, very manipulative.
She went on to say that when you were to return home, Lachlan would physically resist from getting in his car seat.
He hated being locked in the car seat because when Paul had him, he was in the car seat all the time. He wanted to be free and run around and play, not be in a car seat. He just didn't like the car seat.
Ms. Rogers was of the view that Lachlan didn't want to go home to your home address.
That's not true. That is absolutely not true. I know that Paul got into Kimberly's head and made her turn against me. Because that's what he's been doing to the whole community of Gore, telling his lies all the time. And I know what he's like. I know him better than anyone else. And so does his ex-girlfriends. He's very manipulative.
What do you say to Mrs. Rogers' observation that Lachlan became a very angry boy?
Because he was mimicking Paul's behaviour.
Can you stop, please? I need to ask my question before you answer it. What do you say to Rogers' exchange with the police that your son Lachlan became very angry about 8 months out from his death?
I don't believe that. I think it's made up. I didn't see any change in Lachlan's behaviour. That's a false allegation.
You have demonstrated in your evidence that you have at this time a dislike for Paul. Is that right?
I felt sorry for Paul. I still had empathy for Paul.
He
obviously not a romantic connection, but I wanted him to see Lockie.
And he was around at your home on the Sunday before?
I think he stayed two nights.
He stayed in your room?
Sunday, Monday. The first night he slept on a mattress in the lounge. The second night he fell asleep on my bed with Lockie, so I slept in the other room.
No intimacy?
No, absolutely not. We hadn't had intimacy for months and months and months. Absolutely
you
not.
You wouldn't talk to each other in intimate ways? Is that
no,
what you say?
No, no, absolutely not. I wasn't interested in him for quite a long time.
On the night of, or the day of Lachlan's death, were you exchanging text messages with?
Yes, we
Paul
were.
James?
We were.
Do you recognise that as an exchange between you and Paul?
I am an A grader.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Please listen to the question before you move to the next part of the process. Do you recognise that exchange between you and Paul? It says, "Your great love, you must be missing me by now." Do you see that?
Paul said that.
My proposition to you is this. Things were going well between you and Paul.
There's no way I'd ever get back with Paul in a million years.
It's not my question. My question was, and is, things were going well with you on Tuesday the 29th of January 2019, correct?
It's only a bit of banter. You can't twist that to say I liked him, because I actually liked someone else.
In this next bit of cross-examination, Simpkins focuses on the 111 call.
At what point did you ring the police?
I was trying to ring on Salford Street before I even got to Grasslands Road. I was trying to ring. I was so panicky. I didn't know what to do. I was panicking. And it had only been, like, not very long. And I was thinking to myself, I can't ring the police yet because Paul told me that the police are sick of me and that I was a nutcase. They were sick of ringing the police because I was a nutcase. He told me that. So I was like, oh, I can't ring the police. And I sort of hesitated a bit and I was like, doesn't it have to be 24 hours before you ring the police? I had all these awful thoughts and I thought, oh, and then when I did, I thought, right, I've got to ring the police. I've got to ring the police. He's only little. And I rang the police. I didn't know what number. It was. I might have rang 555 and then Cameron texted and said 111.
Are you really telling this court that you didn't know the emergency number for the New Zealand police?
I rang 555 because I thought I had a mobile phone. I thought that was the number you rang on the mobile phone.
Star Are you really telling this court that
yes.
you thought you had to wait
yes.
24 hours
because
before
I,
you...
Yes, because I'd seen stuff on TV like that. I was panicking. I thought 24 hours and that Paul said the police thought I was nuts because it was... But he didn't want me to ring the police anymore.
At what point are you going to stop blaming Paul for what you're responsible for?
He told me I can't ring. The police are sick of me. I was panicking so much and my whole head was hot and I was just so stressed out. I did ring 111 eventually.
I have a copy of that 111 call, which I have listened to, and it's just over 11 minutes long.
I don't want to listen to it. It's too much for me. Sorry. I can't, because when I tried to listen to it, I just burst out crying. You don't do that to me, Max. It's too much. It's so awful.
Throughout the 11-minute call, you did not yell out Lockie's name once. What do you say to that?
I was talking to the police. I was talking to the police. Just because I didn't yell out, I knew people were looking for him. I was looking for him.
You didn't yell out once Lockie's name because
and that
you
doesn't
knew
mean...
he'd already no. been already passed, correct?
Sorry?
You knew he'd passed and that's why you didn't
no,
call his name
No, I didn't.
Out.
I did not at all. I thought we would find him. I thought we'd find him.
Coming up in the next episode.
Before I start my questions to you, I'll preface it with this, Miss Officer. There will be an expert that will be coming along and giving evidence about abuse and neglect.
Sorry, Max, who's your expert? What's the name of your expert, please? I'm not going to answer them if you don't tell me who your expert is, because you could be making that up, like yesterday.
The expert witness that I will be calling to give evidence is a Karen Smith. She is a retired FBI agent from America.
I need a break, thank you.
Sorry. For more journalism that matters, including our award-winning true crime series and podcast, Peter Ellis, The Craige Case and Me, head to newsroom.co.nz or your favourite podcast app. If you like what you are hearing, please subscribe, rate and review our series. It helps new listeners find us. You can also follow our social media pages by searching Melanie Reed Investigates. This series is written and produced by me, Melanie Reed, along with Bonnie Sumner and Judith Curran. It's edited by Dave Feloy Ali'i and Scott Mason. Theme music by Age Prior. You are listening to The Boy in the Water, funded through Aotearoa, New Zealand, on air.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.